Hello, my wonderful conquerors. It's your girl, Shammy, and you are in tune to Innovative Talk. This is a forum where we speak our minds. No shame in your game. We're here to educate you on real life issues. Now, let's get to it. Hello, my conquerors. How is everybody? I trust everybody's doing well. It is your girl, Shammy, and it's indeed a pleasure to have you guys with me this evening. I love listening and talking to you guys. I am so elated. Nevertheless, one of my ardent listeners sends me a text, and she's asking me to discuss today, based on my own opinion, my experience, how do you know that your partner is cheating? I've seen so many talk shows, I've seen so many blogs, I've seen so many, and it gets on and on, but people will always give you their opinion, and sometimes it really works, and sometimes each cases are individually based. And yeah, I'm talking from experience again. So let's examine it then. So we're going to measure the pros and cons, because we don't want to leave out anything. So let me get into it. All right then. So is he cheating on me? Sometimes when you have that hunch as a woman, we were born with this intuition that the Lord gave us. Sometimes we are so right. Sometimes we have the feeling and we know. You know, men are habitual creatures. And whenever they change, we know something is different, something is off. But is it always the fact that he's cheating? You know, that is a good question to ask yourself. You see, you don't want to go around making assumptions and start creating havoc inside of your happy home when it could have been something else, but you never took the time to find out exactly. Instead of start accusing him, why don't you stop listening to those hunches? Because sometimes, and I'm using my words carefully, sometimes we use a next person fat to fry the other person fat. Jamaicans, you understand what I'm saying. It simply means that the experience that you had previously, you use it against this person when in fact this person is innocent of your accusation. So one has to be careful. When it comes on to the cheating argument or aspect, one, you have to ensure that you have enough proof. And when I say proof, solid proof. And ladies, gentlemen, do not go around trying to find proof either. Sometimes some things are better left unsaid and unknown. Yeah, and I know you might think I'm wrong, but don't be digging up for stuff. Sometimes what we see is what we think we see sometimes, speaking from experience. Yes, and you might come and hear a conversation when the door is closed, and you may think that is what is happening in the room, but when you open the door, it's a totally different thing. And I want you to reflect on what I just said to you. Anyway, let me not stray from the point. Most of the times, as women, we have gone through some serious experiences with our exes. Our ex, rather, for those who are not, who are very, very decent people who have only dated one person. Yes, so you have gone through a horrible experience, and these were the patterns, these were the traits that you missed in that relationship, and as a result this person cheated on you and you never saw it coming. But now that you see the same trait and the same pattern that this person display, they are cheating. And sometimes you are absolutely right, but sometimes you are wrong. Men sometimes do not speak as much as we do. They are not very expressive. Sometimes he shuts down for whatever reason. Sometimes he's going through stuff. And they use this word trust. My partner always say to me, "Oh, you don't trust me." And it's not that I really don't trust you, my love. It's just because of past experience, you see? I come back to it. Or maybe he had hurt you in the past, and you know, everything that he does now, he's on eggshell straight up. Because you don't know how to forgive and let go. And that's the hardest part. And we need to speak about that in another segment, because I struggle with that too. You understand? And when you're not able to let go of somebody when they hurt you like that, it messes you up and it messes up the relationship. Because what happened, you're not allowing yourself to grow and to love this person. What you do, you sit there and you watch their every move, and everything that they do is an issue. It's a problem to you. And this is where it has to stop. So today we're going to make a conscious decision. Let us examine again. Is my partner cheating on me? What make you think he's cheating on you or she's cheating on you? So, well, I see the pattern. I see things changes. They used to come in 6 o'clock. Now they're coming in 12 o'clock in the morning. All right, red flag right there and then. I don't care how stressed out you are. You have no reason to come into this house late. If you're stressed, bring it home. Let us deal with it. Let us argue about it. We're going to fix it. But you're not going to use to come in 7 o'clock and now you're coming in 12. Absolutely not. Not accepting. So he's normally on his social media, he's normally on his phone, if that's the kind of person. But now it is being excessively done. That can be a red flag also. So we have to watch out for that. And what we do, we don't accuse our partners. We have a nice way of saying it. Like, sweetheart, I realize that your patterns have changed. I don't know if things have changed, but please fix it. Because I'm a bit uncomfortable. And I know you must be laughing now and say, oh, I hope you don't talk to your man like that. Child, I got a potty mouth. Yes, I'm working on that. But I try to speak like that when I'm extremely angry. Very, very angry. That's how I speak. But if you suspect that the person is cheating, sometimes it's best when you ask them directly. Yeah, I know. Everybody pause and think about it. Yes, it's a direct question sometimes. You might not like what you get though. Because if it's a blunt person like my partner, oh Lord, you're going to get it. He's going to tell you yes or no. So make sure your heart is in the right place and there is no sharp weapons around. because if he ever admits to it, I tell you. But seriously though, if it's a situation again where you feel like it's destroying you, you're watching the patterns, you hear the phone calls, you see the text, you see him communicating with other females or whatever, it's one of the hardest pills to swallow. And sometimes you see it with your eyes and you're still asking the question, is my partner cheating? Because obviously this person could never be cheating on me. Nobody would be that audacious to go and cheat on me right in front of my face. You know, the audacity. But sometimes it happens. And sometimes you know it. Sometimes you feel it. Sometimes your hunches are right. So what do I do? Do I sit in it because I want to save my relationship? Do I pretend that it is not happening because I want to make sure we have peace in the house? Even though he's cheating, he's not hurting me. So I'm just going to sit here and just watch him walk in and out of this house while he's with another female. A lot of women have made a lot of decisions such as that. And I know sometimes when we ask the question, is he really cheating? What do I do? It's because you know, but you really, really don't know where to start. What? I love him. I don't know how to walk away from this relationship. What if I confront him? What if he says yes? How am I going to react? What's going to happen? Why is this happening to us? How can I fix it? And these questions are going to bombard you. It's going to come to your mind. And it's a state of confusion. But the truth is, sometimes it's good when you confront them. And even if he lies, some men, they'll lie to you to protect your heart. But they will fix it. Fix it in a sense where they will stop seeing that other person. While some will just tell you the plain truth. This is what is happening to us. And this is why I'm seeing this person. And some will just deny it. But it is good when you get to know the root cause of it. Prepare your heart and allow that person to speak to you. Sometimes they will tell you the truth. And sometimes they have been telling you the truth. Sometimes they have been telling you that you need to fix this. You need to fix that. And you are not fixing it. And lo and behold, they find somebody else who is fixing things the nice way. And now this is what has happened. It has crumbled. Most of the times when people step out of the relationship, they were a long way gone. It's just you and I just realizing that he's cheating. No, he's been gone a long time, or she's been gone a long time, gone mentally. Physically, they were there, but they have disappeared. Can it be fixed? Yes, but it takes two effort. Some things are worth fighting for, some things are not. If he's a habitual cheater, he always cheats on you, always have female company, he can't help himself. It is not for you, my darling. This man will never change. So you have to make up your mind. Do I want to live with this? Can I live with it knowing that he's seen other female, he's seen other people? These are decisions that you'll have to make. And what if it's something that you cannot live with? Then it's time for you to pick up the broken pieces and move on. Because you will never forgive this person. You're not going to see beyond this. And there will be no peace. And it makes no sense living in a relationship with no peace. When people are cheating, my thing is, it's a reason why you're stepping out. There is something that you're lacking. There's something that I am not giving you. I'm not giving the complete you or the complete me for you. So maybe that's why you step out. And mediocrity is not my thing. I will not settle for it. I am giving you 100%. I want the same from you. You understand? But that is just basically how I view things. That's how I do things. So I would like to hear, guys, how is it that you deal with a cheating situation? You know, based on the pointers that I've just highlighted, have you ever been in any of those situations? I would really like to hear from you. I would really like you to share with me. I am going to have a part two in this discussion, definitely, because I have so much to say. As I speak to you, I reflect on my past. You know, and I could have a one-on-one conversation with someone right now. I'm in that mood, you know, where we can sit and talk about these things. Because sometimes you just want to hear that somebody has been through the things that you are going through. So you see that you're not alone. You're not that unique into pain. You know, all of us have experienced it. But this is how I came out, you know, successful based on my experience. You know, and sometimes each one teach one. Right? And this is why I have this forum where all of us can sit and speak about things that bothers us each and every day. So it's a pleasure, guys. Pleasure to have you with me. Indeed a pleasure. Please join me once again tomorrow as we speak about random topics. Topics help that will help to highlight and to influence and to help us and make us better human beings. Thank you once again. This is your girl, Shammy. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.